video report.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
I've seen several press reports in the last few days with the numbers on red light cameras that are going up all over the nation. The people don't like them. They're completely unpopular in every poll. Government doesn't care. They put them in because the government doesn't represent us. They represent the governments that are controlled and owned by foreign banks. Your cities and counties are all bought off and paid off, literally, through the comprehensive annual financial reports, and they're here to suck money out of you and send it offshore. But I saw the numbers, and I'd already seen these previously, but to see them all together, where 99% of the tickets being given, I saw a case in the suburb of Dallas, 44,000 tickets, 99% of them were a ride on red or slow stopping, where somebody had to edge up to the intersection past the white line to see when they could go out. And going back about a decade ago, they would just have the red light cameras for red lights, but people stopped running red lights. Or they would stop, where it's yellow, but you go ahead and zoom through. So what they did is they started adding turning right on red or pulling past the white line. And they were admitting in this press report that most of the tickets were for that. You know, something you see police do all day, something that you have to do to be safe coming up to the intersection. It's about money. It's about control. Meanwhile, the border is collapsing, rocket attacks, bombings of newspapers, mass killings, society breaking down, police being killed. I've interviewed so many sheriffs who've had Mexican troops, when they bust a car full of cocaine 3 miles off the border, they'll pull up, put guns to their heads, take it away. The feds tell them, oh, just don't talk about what happened to you. And what's happening in Mexico right now is I'll never forget 1999. Reuters showed Richard Grasso, the head of the New York Stock Exchange at the time, not one of the other heads, Bernard Madoff, that's another one of the guys, but just a nice group of people. Oh, yeah, Madoff was one of the top guys. He actually founded the NASDAQ. Grasso went down there, and there's actually a federal law where foreign countries or groups can actually invest narcotics money in the stock market or U.S. banks. And so it was a Reuters article with him hugging the head of the FARC, guerrillas, the communists that control half of Colombia and some surrounding nations, and said, invest your drug money with us or we're going to have an invasion. And the FARC said no, and so U.S. forces have been down there for more than a decade. That was in 99. So I guess right at 10 years. So, they last year finally killed the head of the FARC, but somebody replaced him. And I remember interviewing Celia Castillo, former head of the DEA in all of Latin America, and all the press reports I've got. And I've been down in Mexico many times in high school and college and after that, or even as a kid with my parents, and seeing, troops guarding marijuana fields. I mean, the government controls narcotics, and the only war is against the 4 or 5 cartels that are a minority of the total business, but they're keeping prices down, and the big U.S. banks and the stock exchange and the Mexican government don't like that. So the U.S. is spending tens of billions a year, quote, in a drug war, and the other cartels are fighting back, and so that's what you see happening down there. It is a war. A Pentagon prosecutor, they have Pentagon advisors down there for the narcotics. And don't roll your eyes and say it's not true. Remember last year when a jet flying into Mexico, CIA tail numbers, one that had been used in renditions to Abu Ghraib and other places, and to Camp X-Ray and Guantanamo Bay. This was in Reuters, AP. Never made national news here, though. It was just in the news wires. Crashed with pure cocaine. Why is pure cocaine important? 3.5 tons of it. Because it meant it came directly from the source. You understand? You see, the drug war is destroying our country. It destroyed China 150 years ago. It's destroying Mexico because by making drugs illegal, that jacks up the price and the criminal element comes in and takes over and then gets incredible funding for other criminal operations. Cocaine, heroin, opium, speed was all sold at drug stores in every town and city until the 30s. And if you look at the statistics, less than a third of the people per capita were on those drugs that are on today. When cocaine was in Coca-Cola, you had a lot less cocaine heads. When it was in Dr. Pepper, you had less. When you could buy heroin, you could send your 10-year-old down the street to buy you heroin if you wanted to. And people had problems with it, but it was seen as a pathetic disease and people got treatment. So your drug war is a fraud, period. The bigger it gets, the more drugs we have on the street, the bigger a police state we have. But, I mean, here's the proof. As crime mounts, Mexicans turn to vigilante justice. And Time magazine talks about, is it okay that Mexicans illegally are buying guns and shooting criminals when they rob them? Because it's not just drug crime. It's all forms of crime. The society is falling apart. And our media is so controlled, they say, is it okay for people when they're getting robbed to defend themselves? I don't understand. Graphic photos of the alleged thief's corpse were splashed on the front pages of Mexican tabloids beneath headlines that read, such as, dead rat and military justice. The confessed shooter, retired General Al Gerardo Flores, was widely hailed as a hero for firing at a 30-year-old man who had tried to force his way into the military man's Mexico City home. Of course he did the right thing, wrote Felipe Alcocer, in one line from the incident. I wish everyone would act in the same way and get rid of the antisocial scum. Yeah, they don't have a Second Amendment down there, so of course their crime's horrible. Just like Chicago and D.C. have gun bans and highest crime rates in the world. That's how it works. But Obama's got more than 10 bills to basically ban the Second Amendment introduced right now. George in Texas, thanks for holding. Then
how
Billy
you doing,
Bob.
Alex?
Good.
You know, the thing is, I got in an argument with a Chicago police officer down here on vacation. And he's telling me guns are bad and all that stuff.
But he's got one, yeah.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, I just told him, if I were in Chicago and not give up my guns, so I said, seeing an off-duty police officer beat up that small little bartender, I would put a bullet in his head.
Well, that's because you're with Al-Qaeda. It's good that the police are shaking people down in Chicago and mafia run. It's good and it's pro-America that they beat up women in public and children and rule. Okay, that's what America's about, and you, sir, are with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. No. No. If an off-duty cop wants to beat you up, you tell him thank you and take your own head and smash it into a brick. In fact, you say, yes, God, and run and jump off a cliff, and then scream, you are God, you are God, you are God, I worship you, to the police officer as he smiles looking at you over the cliff as you fall. Police are only good. They were good in Nazi Germany. They were good under Stalin. They were good under Mao. The police are all good in Mexico. There's no police corruption. There's no drug dealing. The police do nothing wrong. It's good to have face scanning cameras everywhere and black masks on the police and armored vehicles. It's good to have the IRS SWAT team stealing homes with no judges or juries. It's good that foreign banks rule the country and that most of the Congress doesn't even pay taxes and most of Obama's officials don't even pay them and then run the Treasury Department. That is good. That is good. How dare you call into this show, you know, how dare the founding fathers when the police and the system got out of control, that's how tyranny always comes, is in a uniform, how dare them fight back against King George III? How dare them resist? How dare them? I stand with the average person in government. I stand against the evil founding fathers. And to be serious, in my film Road to Tyranny, I have FEMA teaching Kansas City police, and we have training manuals from around the nation, not just there, saying the founding fathers are bad, gun owners are bad. I have the training manuals, all of it. You know what? So what if in New York and Chicago and other places the police are beating and killing whoever they want? That's good, sir. They have a tough job, and you are evil. I can't believe how evil that last caller was. How dare him? He's with Al-Qaeda. Billy Bob, TJ, Michael, Steve, Patriot Bear, Ryan, and many others. Phone blitz coming up, and then a ton of other important news. Remember, tyranny is your friend. Government is only right.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In the time in the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Well, the answer to the government is just disarm the people. That'll fix all the crime. Of course, it explodes. That's what they like. Then they have an excuse to put more cops on the streets to write more tickets. But no matter how many police there are, you just can't seem to get one when your car gets stolen.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
And the establishment doesn't like that. They want you dependent, institutionalized, in debt, under their control. All right, but listen, a lot of police are great. It's the system that is bad now. And obviously, 99% of the time, police are agents of oppression worldwide. Throughout history, in the days of Rome, in the days of the Aztecs, in modern times, in Nazi Germany, the police are under the control of evil government. They become evil. And if you can't tell our government's evil, and if you can't tell it's illegitimate and out of control, you are living in another plane of existence. Government's too big. It's a cancer. And instead of getting smaller, it's going to expand again. And most of you out there are going to lose most of what you got. Just remember that. But I know you love bootlicking, so you'll enjoy it. Not my listeners, but new listeners I know who enjoy the system, enjoy being raped. Well, okay. Don't let me stand in the way of your happiness and success. You just don't know history, though, do you? Billy Bob calling from the planet. So I guess he's here on the planet Earth, not up there in the International Space Station. Hello, Billy Bob.
From Planet Gonzales, Alex.
Okay, they just said planet on here.
I believe I owe you a cup of coffee, at least lunch. How you doing?
Hey, good, buddy. What's going on?
Man, you know I'm always listening. Great to talk to you. You're so out there. You're precise. Gone. Absolutely. Sorry about that.
Sounds like you're, yeah.
Hey, your persona has absolutely gone viral, and I'm out in the boonies, and I'm wherever I go. I just don't run into people that corner me or push me around for any efforts of mine to be a patriot and to reiterate your name. And
so you're saying folks are very receptive to the truth of what's happening.
Oh yeah. I don't get anybody that bows up to me at all. Of course, I'm not real aggressive with it, you know. Don't have to be. I just let them I kind of got an edge. I'm an aircraft mechanic, and I'll just tell them, I'll say, hey, listen, you'll never see a kerosene heater melt down and run out the door. And that was absolutely, those planes did not bring down the trade towers. And and then there was Building 7, which is another whole topic.
Yeah, I mean, when you cook stuff on your stove, the metal grate doesn't melt, and that fire is hotter than jet fuel. Look at that Chinese building, brand new building, burned with 200-foot flames for several days. Nothing collapsed, nothing fell in, and no plane hit Building 7 on 9/11.
No, not at all. And people, though, are just they're looking for help. They're looking for answers, and they're not looking at mainstream television. They're watching that less and less, and they're really searching for a way out. And there's only one way out, and that's the truth.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm talking to a lot of station owners and program directors, and I even have talked to some very big radio consultants who've contacted me, famous people in the radio industry, and they've said, Alex, your time has come. The people want you. You would be the number one show in the country, but obviously the big corporations that own the biggest stations aren't going to let you on the air. But they tell me that, and I've had meetings before, at the highest levels of radio, you know, even the high-level executives are scared and know that they're not members of the elite, know that their time is numbered, know that America is dying. But that's what they're saying. Massive calls to talk radio, especially local talk radio, you know, that is anti-New World Order, anti-globalist, pro-America, and that basically my view, your view, the reality view is taking over and exploding. I'm just one small part of this, but my web numbers, our radio listener numbers, everything is just hyperbolic right now. It is exploding. Good to hear from you, my friend. Let's talk to TJ in Minnesota. You're on the air, TJ.
Parabellum, Alex Jones. You recognize this voice, I'd imagine, and I haven't talked to you for about 5 years at your request, but the time is short, brother. Parabellum. Everybody needs to look up that word. It means, if you want peace, prepare for war, because the time is short. But I got a compliment for you. You stood down an Iowa light colonel Friday in very good civilian fashion. And then I have a question for you, and then I got to get off this landline. James Janos, his other name is Jesse Ventura. We need him back in Minnesota. Godspeed, Parabellum. You want peace, prepare for war. I'll stand by for a little bit.
All right, buddy, good to hear from you. I do recognize your voice vaguely, but I don't remember telling you not to call into the show anymore. I do sometimes tell regular callers to give other folks a chance to call in. Like if I see a caller call in 5 days in a row, we don't screen calls, but if I hear the same guy, I go, hey, don't call in for a week or two. You know, because a lot of folks try to get in. People try for years to get in sometimes, and they can't get in. The lines have been filled the whole show, but there is an open line right now at 877-590-5525. But, yeah, for those that don't know, I might as well go ahead and cover this article now because it was our big top news story on Friday's weekday show. If you go read the Daily Times Herald article, Guardsmen to Conduct Urban Training at Arcadia in April 2nd through the 5th, it says they're going to go door-to-door and do simulated gun confiscations. I mean, go read the article. You can't make this stuff up. They say because of the political climate in the U.S. today, this is needed. And this is the same stuff I videotaped over a decade ago, where the Marines and the Army trained to confiscate our guns, and then when they went into New Orleans, they didn't go into the areas where folks were flooded. They went into high and dry areas on ABC News and NBC. We have the footage. And confiscated people's guns. To the point of where Louisiana just passed a law saying that if the feds try it again, the state police are to repulse them. I mean, we're getting to the point where Montana passed it through their house. They're on the verge of passing a law saying they're not going to follow federal gun laws. Texas just introduced, I had the state rep Leo Birdman on Friday. He's introduced a bill to basically have the state not follow federal orders. I mean, the state's created the federal government under the 10th Amendment. But, yeah, they were going to have this urban warfare takeover drill, and then we got calls from a mayor and others telling us Friday, the drills are canceled now. Please tell folks not to call anymore. And I told my crew Friday night, I said, you watch. By next Monday, they're going to announce, oh, no, now it's only being scaled back. But this is to acclimate the troops. Acclimate the police, acclimate the public and the media that having troops running around with machine guns, firing blanks and throwing flashbangs and practicing. They said they're going to citizens door to door looking for evil gun dealers, and they practice raiding a gun shop, and they practice finding the forms and then going and raiding the houses to confiscate the guns. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression. Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
Survivalistseeds.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Diseased organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out?
And gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Our taxes? Food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. You know, I ought to do a show sometime the next week or on next Sunday show where I come in with like 200 mainstream news articles calling for a new world order. But then the detractors say, well, a new world order doesn't mean what you say it means. Oh, really? All these articles where the mainstream media is announcing it say that it's a new, quote, bank of the world to control the United States and the planet that we'll pay taxes to. Unelected global bank rulings. And then challenge, dig up all the articles where I've been attacked saying the new world order doesn't exist and challenge those people to, you know, go on record and say it doesn't exist now. But that's a military tactic. You know, when the regular army and the Delta Force were ramming the Branch Davidian Church and machine gunning them as they tried to run out the back, all on flare footage, congressional testimony. And we have Janet Reno's order ordering them in. I mean, the truth's there. You just don't see it on the news. You know, love or hate those people, they didn't deserve to be killed like that, especially all those children. But they kept broadcasting, this is not an assault. This is not an assault. Come out with your hands up. And they'd run out with their hands up and they'd shoot them. It's the same thing here. This is not a world government. There's no foreign banks doing anything. Everything's fine. The collapse is an accident. Just do as we say. Let us take over. Everything's fine. Yes, we're going to have carbon taxes. Yes, there's a new world order, but the new world order doesn't exist. I mean, so instead we always have a debate about is there a new world order when they're all over the place announcing it instead of saying we don't want a new world order. And that's done in combat over and over and over and over again. And in PSYOPs, they will tell you, and if you can read Army manuals on this, and other governments have put this on record as well, that when they're attacking foxholes or attacking positions, they'll broadcast, we're not assaulting, we're here to help you, everything's fine, just so people get confused and hesitate. Now, if you like military propaganda being run on you, first it was $5 billion, then $10 billion, now they're saying $44 billion a year is to be spent to, quote, clean up the image of the Pentagon, domestic propaganda, brainwashing everybody. I mean, you know how what kind of propaganda $45 billion will buy? I mean, NORTHCOM's taken over the country. This isn't our military. This isn't our government. Can't you understand, just like third world nations get hijacked by banks, we've been hijacked? And I know I talked to a lot of the troops. They're upset. They know what's going on. We appreciate them out there defending the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We appreciate good police doing that as well. And if we all start saying no together, this New World Order will fail. But if we don't, it's going to get bad because they're holding us hostage. They're going to continue to implode the economy and say, now do what we say, and we'll fix it. And then if we don't do what they say, they'll keep butchering the economy and say, see, it's your fault. But if you do follow their orders, they just continue to crush things as well. And just check the facts. Did things get better after the first banker bailout bill or the stimulus? No. Steve in Ottawa, Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, sir.
Okay. A bit of a delay maybe on my end.
You got a really bad phone, sir. Are you on a cordless or a speakerphone?
I'm on a Skype.
Okay, well, just make it quick. Back off the microphone.
Okay. Just wondering if you had heard about the Predator B aircraft going to be patrolling the North Dakota border near Manitoba.
Yes, they're going to have Predators patrol the United States, not just the borders. They have high-altitude blimps at 100,000 feet in Canada, the U.S., and England, with biometric body scanning software tracking everyone in real time. They know your biometric resonance just by the way your body moves with, from a shoot-down position from above you.
Yeah, because the thing I was concerned about is these things can see about 14 miles into the Canadian border, and there's a lot of, Emerson, Manitoba is right on the border, so they can...
No, I hear you. I got to let you go. Your phone's too bad. Sir, your Toronto Star and other publications reported a year ago, in early 2008, that they signed a deal to use Canadian and Mexican troops in the U.S., Mexican and U.S. troops in Canada, and vice versa, and our Congress said, hey... We weren't consulted, and your parliament said we weren't consulted, and then Bush just said, shut up, Presidential Decision Directive 51. And Congress said, this was in the mainstream news, they said, well, we'd like to see this, you know, the all we've got is the cover sheet of this military agreement to use foreign troops in the U.S. Can we see the agreement? And they said, no. Presidential Decision Directive 51, which makes the president a dictator. And you notice Barack Obama hadn't rescinded that puppy. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Okay? Yeah, so forget just a foreign drone over you, Bubba. They got the Texas State Police up there training Canadian Mounties how to knock heads and how to run illegal checkpoints. Patriot Bear in California. Welcome, Patriot Bear.
Hello.
I am the Care Bear.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Hi, man. I got bad allergies, but other than that, I feel like somebody's got an air hose in my sinus right now. But you know,
anyways, I really appreciate all that you do. I've been listening to you this week. A couple callers giving you a hard time. Well, you showed that YouTube guy, the Christian guy, saying that you don't talk about God enough. You talk plenty about God. All your guests that you have on. Talk about God.
Well, he said Mark. I mean, the reason I got mad at that guy is that he said Mark Dice doesn't talk about God when his whole book is about that and his whole website's about that.
I know that. I know what you're saying. And then I listened to you on Coast to Coast when you did the gun thing, and that guy was pretty rude to you. And I'll have to take my hats off to you. You kept you cool, you know. And I try to talk to people, and they don't understand, Alex.
Well, because they think the government loves them and they're part of the power structure and patty cake. You know, I mean, they're just lambs to the slaughter. But, you know, that was one call out of dozens they took that disagreed with me. I mean, I had some guy call my show this week and say, you don't talk about the elite's plan to reduce world population. So I just went along with it and said, yes, you're right. I'm covering that up. I never talk about that. You know, people get frustrated by the information I put out. And instead of taking action to wake others up and say no to the tyranny, they get mad at the messenger.
Alex, just one more thing. Wasn't it just 18 hours before the bill came out to look at it? Didn't he only gave 18 hours to look at it before he signed the bill?
Yeah, that was media spin. Obama said we have to rush this through. Nobody can read it. They released it at midnight the night before from the lobbyists. This was in the Associated Press to the committees, and then they voted the next day, but they didn't post it on the web till a few hours before, so it was 1,076 pages long. So nobody had a chance to read it except for the lobbyists that wrote it. And Obama had sworn to never sign something but until it had 5 days to be read. Everything he says is a lie.
Right, because I tried to tell this lady at church today, and she just tore me up, and I just stood my ground. I said, no. I said, that's the problem I have with him. He doesn't give you enough time to look at it. Just rush it through. We don't know what the hell is in there. Excuse my language. And they could have half the stuff in there that's going to destroy the country even more.
And then she said, he's trying to save us. He can't help it.
No, what she told me is, we just need to pray. Yeah, I'm praying for my president, but we've got to stand up, we the people, and we need to call these guys and tell them, make sure they're not in there.
No, you don't call Congress. That's Al-Qaeda. Calling government's evil. That's what Al-Qaeda does. No, I mean, to be serious. Yeah, it's not just that they, because I talked to Obamanoids this week, and they said, well, he has to do it to save us. And I said, listen, don't you understand he's continuing all the Bush policies? See, they don't care because he's their man. They didn't really care about all the torture and the secret arrest and the lies and the wars. Now that they feel like it's their president, they don't care. Now conservatives are mad about everything because they feel like their guy isn't in when the globalists own both people. But the issue is he said he pledged to wait 5 days so a bill could be read. But then he tried to rush through when he was a senator, the banker takeover bill. The point is he lies about everything. Except raising taxes. He's going to keep that promise. Except he's lying, saying it's the rich. Couples making $250,000 a year before taxes, that ain't rich. But the average person thinks it is. In fact, they've done studies. It's the people making $250,000 a year are the ones that actually spend the money to keep the economy going. But you'll find out. Don't worry. They're going to rob the middle class, and then there won't be anybody to come to your restaurant or come to your business or give you tips. And, you'll lose everything. But that's what you like. You like being a schmuck. You like being taken for a ride. You hadn't seen a sucker you don't want to suck on. And I'm talking to those out there that think George Bush is a conservative, and I like him, and people that like Barack Obama. They're puppets of the New World Order. Final segment, tons of calls, lots of news, straight ahead.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, I just told the guys in the control room about something that I'm going to talk about this week on the air sometime. But I don't do it to be silly. I don't get into potty humor. It deals with the royalty of Europe and what scum they are and how low they think the public is. You can't make this stuff up. I ought to give it to the weekday. What's the name of that weekday show they've got that's only on for an hour? It's pretty funny. I listen to it. Todd and Don. I ought to give it to them. I shouldn't even get into it. The Queen of England, and it still goes on. They claim they stopped it in 1901. The Queen of England... I'm not even going to say it, man. If you Google it, it's mainstream news. I mean, guys at the office last night didn't believe it when I told them, so they Googled it. And my wife knew about it because she was also a history minor when she went to school in France. And so she learned about the French royalty. You know what? I'm not even going to get into it. I was just joking around during the break with the guys, but it's just the elite are such scum, ladies and gentlemen, that you can't even imagine the stuff that they're into. I'm not going to get into it. Maybe later this week when I have time to cover it and break it down. To give you an idea, Tutankhamun, one of the pharaohs of Egypt, had a official nose picker. And I'm serious. He was so elite, and he was God on earth, so someone had to pick his nose for him. Well, the royalty in England has a toilet attendant, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Let's just say they don't touch toilet paper with their own hands. It's taken care of by somebody else, and it's called the groom of the stool. There you go. I mean, you can't make this.
Hell yes. Absolutely.
I mean, that's how low they think of us, folks. Oh, man. All right, I had to give you a little bit of humor, folks, in all this craziness. But overall, we are positive. We believe if you expose all this evil that's going on and expose how corrupt the elite are, this can be turned around. But somebody at the office was going, did you hear about New York stockbrokers buying $2,000 pizzas made of caviar? And I said, man, that's nothing, okay? Okay. Michael in Oregon. I'm sorry, Michael. Go ahead. You're on the air.
It's all right, Alex. That was pretty funny stuff. Well needed. I'm calling you for a few reasons today. One, to let you know what we're doing up here in Oregon and Washington, and others to make you aware of something happening in New York. I'm district coordinator for Campaign for Liberty, and I would encourage your listeners to maybe jump on board that ship. It's a wonderful network of...
Right. You're plugging. Go ahead and plug quick because I want to go to more calls.
Okay, I was just letting you know that we're having good success in influencing our representatives and so forth in the area. Also, I wasn't sure if you were aware of it or not, but New York has started a sincerity test where parents using the religious waiver for vaccinations now have to appear in front of an attorney to where he can decide whether or not they're sincere in their religious beliefs.
Yeah, yeah, let's get this straight. First, there's no law you've got to take vaccines, but they say, oh, we want you to sign a religious or conscientious objector form. And so now they're trying to pressure people to make it with more fraudulent color of law that you've got to do this. Absolutely. Because more people aren't taking the vaccines now, no matter how many lies the media puts out. And so they're getting upset. I mean, I told you that the HPV shot was killing people. That was in the trials. And now CBS News is having to admit it. I mean, you know, come on, folks. They only had 4 or 5 shots they tried to claim were mandatory decades ago. And now it's up to 60 shots they want to force you to take. There's no law. You don't have to take any of these shots. I mean, how would you trust a government and the media that lies and says it's the law when it's not? Now, let's talk to Ryan in Ohio. You're on the air, Ryan.
Alex Jones, how are you?
I'm pretty good, sir, but I don't have I don't have what the Queen of England has, so I don't feel like I'm really powerful.
Absolutely. Actually, my name's Brian with a B, but that's okay. I'm calling to let you know I'm a police officer up here in Ohio in a county that has about 3,000-4,000 police officers, and a lot of the police officers up here are very awake. A lot of them are very resistant to what's going on. Unfortunately, you know, some of our superiors aren't, but a lot of police up here are very awake. A lot of people are prepared up in this area. Hopefully nothing violent becomes of it, but I know every time the feds want to come in here and start doing this and doing that, we're very resistant to it. So
no, listen, I mean, the candidate that got the most military money was Ron Paul from the military, so the military's awake. And I get in here and bash bad cops all day, but I'm bashing bad cops that the bad system won't go after. I know that most police are great men and women, but we need you guys to stand up and say no. I mean, they're openly announcing they're going to have regular army on the streets of America. I mean, when you say awake, are the police aware of what's happening?
Oh yeah, I mean, there's a good percentage of them up here that know what's going on. I mean, I've turned hundreds on to you and your show and your effort. I mean, you know, InfoWars is on all the computers in the city and the favorites, you know, and it's driving people crazy. But as far as the military goes, I have some family members that are fairly high up in the military, and they basically speak of the same stuff that you do. I mean, there's a small percentage of them that are dirtbags, but the overwhelming percentage is not going to stand.
And that may be what saves us. The problem is the bankers, the private banks are in control of the money, so they're going to plunge us into a situation where the rioting is so bad that people will want troops on the streets, and then the precedent's set. But let me just say this. I've done a lot of damage in many respects to the movement. I'm not perfect. I've made a lot of mistakes. I get psychologically threatened by the police state. I get violated by bad cops. I see people getting violated. I lash out. And then that makes police go more into that gang mentality and actually helps the New World Order. So I say to the good police officers out there, I know you're there. I know you're the majority. But you can't blame me historically knowing that tyranny is here and that they're going to ask you to do these bad things incrementally. We're begging you to have courage and say no. And enough of you stand up, the New World Order will back off. I mean, take 5 years ago when they ordered 14 million first responders, including all police, firemen nurses and others, to take the smallpox shot. You guys said no, so their whole forced inoculation program for the public fell apart because their own enforcers wouldn't do it.
Exactly, and I'll tell you right now, myself and most of the people that I talk to, they don't look at you as bashing. I mean, you know, you rant and rave, but we all rant and rave, and that's cool. That's what has to happen sometimes. You know, you got to vent. You know, there's a lot of bogus stuff going on out there, and there's a lot of good stuff, but, you know, unfortunately, the bogus stuff is the stuff that gets reported. You know, here's a funny note for you. We have a Homeland Security office, and right next to Homeland Security, there's a big Illuminati bumper sticker. it's kind of comical, but hey, and I love your bumper music you use, like Fall Guy and stuff like that. See if your internet wizards can find a song. I can't remember who did it, but it was the Battle of New Orleans.
Oh no, we play that all the time. In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson and the mighty Mississippi. We took a little
really
bit.
Right. It's difficult for me to catch you because I have to podcast because nobody here plays your show. And due to my work schedule, I can't listen while I'm at work. So I have to podcast and I listen to you like every night religiously. I mean, my girlfriend's like, you know, you better stop listening to him or I'm out of here, whatever, you know. But it's like, yeah, you know, I'm trying to tell her. And, you know, gun show was this weekend. I went out and I bought like 2,000 rounds of ammo. And I tell you, the gun shows up here in Ohio, they're pretty good shows. And they're packed, and I mean, just ammo is the thing that's just getting so hard to find. I mean, you go into the sporting goods stores here, and 9mm and 45 are gone. I mean, it's non-existent. You know, I mean, obviously, I'm a gun guy, and I tell everybody, you know, buy your storable food. You know, don't take that income tax money and buy a new LCD TV. Go get yourself a year's worth of food and buy as much ammo as you can. You know.
Absolutely, sir. Good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. We're out of time. I want to try to jam in one or two final calls, but absolutely. Charles in Louisiana, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Good. Good to hear from you, Charles.
Oh, yeah. I've been listening to you every day, but I just can't get in sometime, you know?
Well, God bless you, Charles.
I'm still passing out your tapes, Mr. Jones.
Charles was there during the gun confiscation in New Orleans.
I want to tell them people that. Now, what that policeman said, there was a lot of policemen in New Orleans that knew, too. I talked to them. My aunt, my uncle's a policeman. The policemen, they're going to go where the money's at. They forced to do it because of food or a family. A lot of good policemen. But here's the thing. When the time comes, a policeman's going to be a policeman. You know, I've seen it in New Orleans. I was there. I've seen people get shot. I reported to you when a policeman was shooting innocent people off the bridge. Remember when I was...
You reported everything to us because you were in the middle of it as an emergency worker before anybody.
Good, but I just don't trust them when it comes down. They anxious to shoot.
Now, by the way, they did convict those police that did shoot those people on the bridge that you broke on the show. You saw it. Yeah.
But I ask people, still get your tapes, please. I don't call in as much because I got to get you at night. But listen, parabellum is the true word, like TJ said. But I respect you, and your tapes are true. They could never prove them wrong around here. Policemen have got them. I thank the policeman to call them there. He's a wonderful officer. But, Mr. Jones, we're headed to bad times. And these people better wake up, and they better get some fury like you. You're the only caller that's got fury.
God bless you, my friend. Hey, I got fury because I love liberty and hate tyranny. We're out of time. Great job, crew. See you back on the weekday show. And next Sunday, spread the word.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into a perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.